Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October 24th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny, December wheat down 2.5 cents, and November beans down 3.25 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down just a few ticks, crude oil up 48 a barrel, gold and silver just a little bit lower. The Dow Jones looks to open up about 140 points higher here into new record high territory. The bonds are down almost a full basis point. Crop ratings last night show corn only 38% harvested. That's got a few people concerned out here that we could be losing some bushels due to the condition of the crop laying out there in the field too long and cold or wet conditions. Some talk about mold and some other things, but most people don't think it's any kind of a game changer, and I would agree with that. We're going to get the corn in. We always do. Little disappointing that we couldn't act a little bit better overnight after having really good closes in the corn and wheat last night, but we'll have to see whether the funds want to buy the lower opening here. The funds are short about 180,000 corn, probably short 70,000-80,000 wheat, so there's plenty of buying ammunition there if they want to come in and buy this market. It seems like they're doing it at a little bit at the wrong time, you know, but it is what it is, and it's really a money game as much as anything else. The fundamentals really don't point to much higher prices out here, but if the funds want it, we can move this thing higher. The corn condition actually improved again. I have never seen the corn crop ratings improve 5 percentage points in the last month of production out here. I mean, I think it's really unprecedented. But we are seeing some pretty good yields out here. The beans still, I believe, are not going to be what the government's telling us. I think we're going to be under 49 bushels. And I think we're seeing things tighten up a little bit in this bean carryout again. But overall, we need to see bigger export business in the wheat. We need to see a better export business in the corn. And hopefully we can use yesterday's closes as a jumping off point. But we'd want to see the funds come in the first half hour or so to buy this market. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.